It's the Mix on 90.7 WKGC. ZZ Top to kick off the hour with Tush. It is 8 minutes after 9 o'clock. Good morning, Tommy.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. And we have people here today.
We do. And not our regular crowd. Producer Brandon is AWOL at the moment.
Yes, he is.
Maybe he's getting coffee.
He should be getting coffee for Tori because Tori has been assigned listening to the Panama City Commission meeting.
Forget Tori.
That's right.
Me.
I don't care if you get coffee.
Okay.
I could care less.
Feeling that's what you were going to say. Uh-huh. In the studio this morning, a voice who's no stranger to this radio station, although we haven't heard from you in a while.
And hi,
that's Jennifer Jones.
Hey, it's
how
good
are you?
To be back. I'm good.
And
thanks.
You are in charge of Bay Arts Alliance, the city or the Center for the Arts, and what else?
Well, Bay Arts Alliance manages the Marina Civic Center and the Panama City Center for the Arts for the city of Panama City.
Very good.
So we've got some programming coming up at the Center for the Arts this Friday that we want to come in and talk about.
Why don't you introduce your guest?
Introduce your guest.
Yes. So with me is Alfie Martin, and he is the producer of the new director series at the Center for the Arts. And I will let him talk more about the content of the event, but I will tell you it is this Friday, which is June 16th at 5:30, and it is free to the public. And it is not only a film screening, but we will actually be able to speak to the director and ask her questions. She's coming in from California.
Very cool.
Just for this.
This
is Alfie.
Where is it?
At the Center for the Arts.
Okay.
The Center for the Arts is at 19 East 4th Street,
mm-hmm.
which is basically the corner of 4th and Harrison, right across from the Martin Theater.
You can't miss it, Tom.
Well, I know about
you. Got to go downtown once in a while.
I've been there once in a while. I was just trying to help out. Maybe somebody else didn't know anyone.
I knew that.
And if you're coming, because it's free, there's nothing to stop you except for parking. So get down there in time
to
find a parking space and get there so we can start the film on time.
Yeah, there's a pretty good sized parking lot behind the Martin. So,
there is. Yeah.
You have to walk across. You have to walk a block or so, but there's a nice parking lot.
I don't
back
like
there.
Walking.
Well, we'll drop you off at
there
the door,
see,
and then I'll go park the car
that.
For you.
Anyway.
You know, these prima donna DJs just get me after a while, you know.
Yeah, well, but you got to come in the back door, so.
Oh, yeah, there we go. Probably.
So here's Alfie. Go ahead, Alfie.
Thank you, Scott, Tom, Jennifer, for having me here. And basically what we're doing here is a program, the Director's Series, that was created by Teatro Las Artes, and we really thank Bay Arts Alliance and the Center for the Arts because what we're trying to do is to bring a program to Panama City and Bay County to educate and to give opportunities to people to demystify the business. The entertainment business, the film business, television is something you look at from the outside and you think it is untouchable. And really, this is a great opportunity to come see a film. And by the way, it's starring Sharon Stone, Billy Zane, and some people from important people from Latin America. And after that, we did the format like we do it in the Directors Guild or the Film Society. It's entirely the format like Hollywood. So basically, we show the film, then we have a Q&A. People will be able to ask questions, any questions. And this is one thing that is very important. There is no political message on this. It's basically a movie. Gabriela Tagliavini is a very successful director, 6 films.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to Europe now to do another one. And after the Q&A, we have a reception. We suggest everybody arrives at 5 o'clock so they have plenty of room to sit and enjoy the evening.
It's very, very cool. I'm excited.
It is. It's going to be
really
nice.
We are excited.
It's the first time we've had a live Q&A with the filmmaker. I don't know if people remember in years past, we did something called Film Flam, and we would Skype in the people to talk about the film after the screening. But this will be, she's coming to Panama City to talk to people about the back, you know, behind the camera side
right.
of the film industry. So it's really
how long will she be here for?
Until Monday. So we will have it Friday. She's going to be the event. Saturday and Sunday is open. So I left some room open. So
well, you got to take her to the beach.
Yeah, well,
believe me, she's going to stay at the beach.
Alfie lives at the beach when he's not. Well, he lives at this beach, and then sometimes he lives on the other side at the other beach.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
But I like this beach. The last 4 years, I've been trying to move more to Panama City Beach.
That's
and
I like
think we
hear.
Have such a potential, and Jennifer has been fantastic. You know, Jennifer, I'm telling you that I feel so welcome here because finally we don't have red tape, and that's good.
We worry about that later.
Yeah. we'll worry about the red tape later.
Yeah.
Well, we're talking with Jennifer Jones from Bay Arts Alliance and also Alfie Martin. And hang with us. We're going to play a little music. We'll come back and talk more about the director. We'll talk more about you, Alfie, because I've read your bio so far. It's pretty interesting. And we'll play a little music. And Tom's coming up with questions or something over there for you as well. A little music from Tom Petty on the mix. It's called I Won't Back Down. Right here on your local public radio station, NHD 90.7 WKGC.
Hey, this is Mike Thompson. I invite you to join me each week for Radio Cosmos. We're going to rip the labels off music you love so we can look inside and see what makes it tick. Because great songs have great stories.
Friday evening at 7. The Mix. Weekdays at 9 a.m. on your local public radio station in HD. 90.7 FM WKGC.
90.7 WKGC. This is The Mix with Mike Smith, and you're my kind of beautiful. And speaking of Jennifer Jones from Bay Arts Alliance, welcome back. We're speaking with Jennifer, and also you brought in Alfie Martin. I'm not going to call you beautiful. No offense.
It's okay, I know,
but
that I'm not beautiful.
You don't have to tell him, he already knows.
He already knows. But you do have a beautiful bio that I have read. You've hitchhiked from Argentina to California.
Yes.
How long did that take you?
5 months.
That's a lot of walking.
It's a lot of walking and a lot of learning.
Yeah.
I was a middle, class bourgeois kid, and I became not a man, but I started to become a man when I did the trip. I mean, I met so many characters. That may be another day I can tell you, because it's really a great experience. That's what really is my base, what make me whatever I am today.
And then you got into martial arts.
Oh, immediately, because that was my dream. I wanted to be a master instructor. And, of course, at that time, I was a master nothing. it doesn't mean that I'm any better now, but I had the opportunity to train with the best.
And how did that get you into film?
Well, basically, I came in 69, and I started training immediately with Chuck Norris. I just moved behind this.
I've heard of that guy.
Yeah. As in 1969, Chuck had a studio in 14556 Ventura Boulevard in Sherman Oaks. And I was looking for Chuck, or I was looking for other guys, like the trainer for Elvis Presley, but I moved behind the studio. So I went there, I didn't know anything. I met Pat Johnson, I met Chuck, and immediately started training day and night with him. And once the training was going, what happens in the 70s, the films, Kung Fu films arrived. The mm-hmm. first movie to show here was called Kung Fu Fighter.
Okay.
And it's funny because I went to Hollywood Boulevard and I see a movie that happens to be an Argentinian movie. I was born in Argentina. And then with the Argentinian movie was a Kung Fu movie. There was Five Fingers of Death.
Okay.
And I went there, so I went back to the studio. And at that time, we didn't even have video cameras. So I start training with the best, and then they start calling me. I start working a lot of movies. But you have to understand that in the 70s, you don't even receive credits in the films. Choreographing, fighting. I was in movies with Jim Kelly and other people,
Wow, yeah.
But anyway, Jim, the fighter.
Sure.
So anyway, and then I was surrounded. I was inside the team for the best, which was Chuck Norris and Bill Wallace and Bonsu Han and Pat Johnson and Bruce Lee. Actually, the 1973 film, Enter the Dragon, the scene that the bad guy, his name is Bob Wall, mm-hmm. in that movie with Bruce Lee. It was filmed at the studio on 14556 Ventura Boulevard in Sherman Oaks. And I was in instructor there.
Oh, wow. Interesting. Interesting. Very interesting stuff. You've also designed, starred, and directed in highly successful international tours, E.T. being one of them, Universal Studios' Knight Rider. Tell us a little bit about that. How's that
okay,
work?
Okay, very short. Basically, 1984, I went to Universal Studios, and Kit, the car, was parked right there.
One of my favorite cars.
Yeah, it was parking. People would go, make a line, get in. And then I start talking to Universal Studios, say, I want to do a show. and Janice Melhorn, that was the vice president of Universal Studio. And I said, "You're crazy, you can't do anything." I said, "Let me do it." Of course, I have a track record already. So I designed this show, I designed the set design, and I hired the best writers to write the script for the live show. Mm-hmm. Well, I couldn't find anything. So what I did, I had my nephew, I said, "Get me all the kids, all your friends." So I got them in a room for a week, and I started asking questions. Huh. And I said, "What would you ask kid?" And that's how I wrote the script.
Really?
And so it was really high technology at the time, because kids would come ask questions. For example, "What am I wearing?" And he would answer on a stage live. So we call it fifth generation television on that. But anyway, very successful, over 1 million people. And then after that, it was easy, because when I wanted to do E.T., which was my dream was to do E.T., and I got the possibility of doing it. I did E.T., and I talked to the people for Carlo Rambaldi, and I got the special effects. I put the crew together, and we designed it, and we had it was like a kid. For me, it was a year of playing a little child on stage, because I was acting too.
Wow, interesting stuff. Now, you have brought all of your talents here to the beautiful Bay County, and you called him the director of the series?
He's the director of the director series. So we're interviewing a director, but he's the one that designed mm-hmm. the series and brought it to Bay Arts Alliance for us to put together. So he's a, what would you say, creative producer and director of the series.
But it's also very important, the organization that, as Bay Alliance, Teatro de las Artes or Theater of the Arts, mm-hmm. that's the organization I do things besides my professional life. But I love Panama City Beach. You know, I moved here to retire. I didn't.
Okay. Well, who retires here, really? I mean, we always say we keep doing stuff. I mean, this is a great place to do things, and especially if it's something that you love like this. So tell us again, the director that you brought in for this weekend, this Friday, is, her name is?
Gabriella Tagliavini.
I had you do that so I didn't mess it up, okay?
Look, I make mistakes. I learned that. Make mistakes.
Yes, sir.
That's how you learn.
That's what I tell the students, too. The film that she's here previewing is called
Border Run.
Border Run.
AKA The Mule, because it had a different names, and also sure. in Europe has a different name, in Mexico has a different name. And why did I choose Gabriella?
That's a great question. Why did you choose Gabriella?
Well, first of all, I said, I want to do something that, I don't want to bring Hollywood here. What I want to do is bring the knowledge of Hollywood. You know, for me, people like you are the most important thing in this business. We have to learn, in any production, the crew is the most important thing. Mm-hmm. Without
sure.
Yeah, so I wanted to choose a person that basically would be humble enough to share knowledge without limits. And I said, well, Gabriella is also a lady, so a woman. What about also showing woman empowerment? And then I said, well, Gabriella is from someplace else. It shows that somebody from someplace else can make it in America, working hard. And that's where Gabriella ended up being the director. And one thing that I want to put emphasis on, this movie, the subject is very tough, as you can see, but we do not have any political motivations on this. This is pure art, pure sharing knowledge.
Very good. And where's Gabriella from?
Argentina.
Is she from Argentina also? Very good. And that's this Friday. At what time again?
It's at 5:30 at the Center for the Arts, and that's when the film screening starts. And immediately following, well, with a little break, then she'll come out, and Alfie's going to conduct a Q&A with her in the format that is common in the industry, in professional format
sure.
in the industry. So people will have an opportunity to write out questions ahead of time, and then if they're inspired to ask something else after they've gone through what they received in advance, then we'll have a microphone and people can come up and ask questions.
No cost?
It's absolutely free.
Mm-hmm. The only issue is trying to find a place to park down there.
Oh, stop it. Just park in one of the big parks.
That's a great issue.
We're just saying, get there in time. Because we don't that want means, you to walk in late for no. the film. Everybody else turns and looks yeah. when
no,
you walk
the,
in.
No, the issue is there's so much stuff going on downtown in Panama City that it's hard to find a place to park.
Tom.
And that's a good problem to have.
Can you tell Scott that walking is good for you?
I have been trying, but you know, you have to understand he's a DJ. They like their food and coffee brought to them, and they don't want to do anything but walk from the microphone to the car.
Scott.
Well, they've got the heads. They can't walk away.
I didn't mean that.
No, you're fine.
Okay.
I've heard far worse coming from the microphones here in the studio.
If I may add something, it's very important, whoever is listening, people that always want to know about it, they want to ask those questions that I'm afraid to ask, please come. It's free. Come early and ask the questions. If you go to the Directors Guild or if you go to the Film Society and you see actors, successful, very successful actors, asking questions, you see how vulnerable they become when they ask a question. And the idea is this. This is not a Hollywood event. This is how to learn. Mm-hmm. We're trying to learn how things are done. Ask any question. But don't look for a political motivation.
Not looking for that at all. It's 9:30. Can you guys stick around for a little longer?
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
All right, perfect. We've got a look at your weather forecast. News 13's Anthony Peoples has that. And Blues Traveler on the mix on 90.7 WKGC.
Support.
The Mix on 90.7 WKGC. Breathe and don't tell me lies. So that's the whole point of the show today. No lying. Okay, Tom?
I'll try to refrain.
Don't like it when you do that. We're talking with Bay Arts Alliance Director Jennifer Jones, a musician in your own right. Yeah. I know you do a lot of Broadway, but when you're not listening to Broadway, what are you listening to?
Well, if it's a song from Wicked, she's right. She's there. I mean, let me tell you.
Yeah, I was. I wore it out like everybody else did.
I have a confession. I've not yet seen Wicked.
Uh-oh.
Really?
I want to.
I've seen it three times.
They're making a movie, I believe, and I'm looking forward to that. But
yeah.
I've never seen it on stage either.
Oh, well, we've never had it here on stage because it's just too big. It's in
it
major
big.
Cities yeah. for at least a week run. Mm-hmm. So... we can have Stephen Schwartz, the man behind the curtain.
Yeah.
But we haven't had Wicked here yet.
I'm waiting for the movie, and it'll be really cool. So what do you listen to? What kind of music do you like when you're not listening to show tunes?
Oh, whatever's playing on GC 90.7. And I'm not lying.
Whoa,
that is.
I didn't ask her to say that.
Even when the country music's playing, I keep listening because it stays on in my car.
It's the mix.
At my house.
We try to play the good stuff, though.
Yeah. But I do like, I like a variety of music. I don't want to stick to one thing too long. So I like, I love 20s, 30s, 40s music.
I do too.
It's some of my favorite, and it's great on the ukulele.
Alfie and I were just talking about that. He asked me one of my favorite artists, and I said Bobby Darin. You were surprised.
Yes, that was my favorite when I was a kid.
Yeah,
yes.
He's still my favorite.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it is, but at the beginning it was great. 45s.
Yeah, and I have a few. Albums too. And I try. Every time I go look at a record store, I try to find a new one. If I
33s.
Yeah, and they're hard to find though. His music's not out there as much, at least around here anyway. But Jennifer, favorite artist?
Oh my, I can't name a favorite artist. Well, I guess Ella Fitzgerald's my favorite female vocalist ever.
That's good. That's a good one.
That's pretty much it. But I like Dwight Yoakam.
I'm not pop country
like you hear most of the time. I like Dwight, and I love Lyle Lovett too, because he's got that swing thing going with his country music.
Yeah,
that's
good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So we have the director series that's here at the Center for the Arts. We'll give information about that again in just a moment. What else is happening at Bay Arts and Center of the Arts downtown or anything else you're involved in?
Well, if you're downtown for the next, I don't know, 28 days, you'll see a lot of dancers at the Civic Center.
Is this dance time?
This is the days of dance. It's about 30 days of national dance finals. People from all over the country are coming in, competing at the Civic Center and going up and down the street, finding a place to eat, staying in the hotel. So it's good for business the community.
And you really pack the houses out on those, don't you?
Yeah, there's several thousand people.
My daughter dances locally with Audience of One, and we perform at the Civic Center, and a lot of people come out for that. And your guys backstage do an incredible job with sound and lighting.
We have an excellent crew in the back. John Sharp is the best stage manager, tech director, in quite a radius, I'd say.
Yeah, I have to second that. I love going down to the Civic Center. Now that we're here, I'm here at the college. I go down there with the digital media folks, and it's a true pleasure to work down there.
Well, and usually Jason Hedden listens from time to time when we twist his arm, and I know he would echo this, that the partnership set up between Visual Performing Arts and the Civic Center with John Sharp helping getting theater students backstage to help out has been, it's been great. I know a lot of folks have gotten jobs, a lot of great experience has been had. John gets the help he needs.
Right, it helps us a lot.
Yeah, absolutely. It's great for everybody around. So it's a great partnership. And
Well, arts education is a big part of our mission. So anytime somebody's learning something, I mean, and you have to work, you have to get your hands dirty to learn, and OJT's the best. So you can ask questions of the professionals, and then you can get your foot in the door. If you can get in the room, even if you're the, I don't even know what a best boy is, but it probably sounds like he's running errands for folks a lot of times.
Yeah, I don't know what that is either. I've seen it before.
But we can ask Gabriella. So when she's here, we'll ask her what the best boy is.
That's why you have to stay for the credits when the film is over. Very important. So you can read all the titles.
The credit is given to the people that have done a lot of the work, just a very brief second at the end of a picture. But there is an awful lot of work. Having worked on post and in film before, there's so much work goes on. I mean, filming is part of it, but there's so much work that goes on the whole time. Just the logistics of doing a movie is unbelievable.
You know, if there's a lot of work to be done, then there must be a lot of jobs to be had.
One would think.
So, and we're not flipping the lights on until the credits are done rolling. So that's part of the film.
Right.
Part of the screening is the credits, because that's what we're talking about, is what it takes to make it happen, which is what your programs are about, too.
Absolutely.
The most important thing in the business is to show up on time, 15 minutes, half an hour, if you're not sure, 2 hours, stay in your car. And there are a lot of opportunities, but people that make it are the ones that have determination, they have faith, and they have somehow talent. Talent helps, but determination and focus and staying, because the world is full of delirant talent. So, but the ones that show up every day, up every day, stay there, believe me, it's going to be an opening very soon. 1 year, 3 days, 5 years, you'll make it.
Yeah, I mean, there are countless stories of folks who made it just because they happened to be in the right place at the right time when somebody didn't show up to do their thing. Was that your story too?
Well, my life, when I came here, I got into martial arts. And I remember Chuck telling me, okay, why don't you start doing, you know, some risky scenes for movies? And I started doing a lot of, you know, those the black movies with Jim Kelly and all those guys and the kung fu movies. And you know what? But I was there on time. I never complained. That's another thing is you don't know anything. The director is better than you. The guy that holds the mic is better than you.
That's right.
The guy that brings the water, the lady that's his wardrobe, they are better than you. You learn from them. You shut up, work, and learn. That's it. You'll make it.
I always tell the students when I talk to the digital media students, especially if they're in a track that's going to take them to a theater and work backstage, I said, look, if call's at 8, 7:45 is the latest you can get there.
Right. Don't, if you're on time,
ever,
you're late.
That's right.
Yes, if you're on time, yes, and I'm sure John would echo this. If you're on time, you're late.
Yeah.
8 o'clock, if call is at 8, that's when we get busy. That's not when you go look for a cup of coffee or a donut or a glass of water or something. You get all that done ahead of time, because at call, we start working.
And if I, 10 seconds, I was doing a festival one time, and the biggest star of the festival show up late. I pull him out of the festival. I took the heat from everyone. How come he's not gonna sing? And I then criticized and I said, I'm sorry, he had a problem. We set up, you know how sound is done now.
Oh, yeah.
Put it on the computer. I took the heat and I told him, look, you can go and tell everybody and apologize yourself, or with time, everybody will know that you didn't make it in time. The reality is you're late, you're not on.
That's great advice, and we struggle with that, I think, today with the generation that's coming up. Of there's an expectation that they have that they should just get the job and that they should just be able to do whatever they want to do, and it's not the case.
But, you know, it's easier today than before, because 95% of the people don't show up on time. They don't care. They have an attitude. So if you are the 1%. Just show up, shut up, work. When I came to America in 69, I asked someone and said, look, shut up and work, you'll be fine. And I still thank him for that.
Well, that, I think that's great advice. So I will take it and I will shut up.
Except when you're on the air.
That's right.
If there's a mic in front of you.
Well,
yeah, we start talking.
Sometimes it's best that I do shut it off.
We do try to get him to not talk quite so much on air. And play some music, Scott.
Exactly. Little Chicago, 25 or 6 to 4 on the mix on 90.7 WKGC.
Waiting for the break of day.
Chicago on the Mix, 90.7 WKGC. One of my favorite songs playing in pep band 25 or 6 to 4. I can still play the trombone part, I think.
I will go down to VPA and borrow a trombone.
I've got one in my attic.
Oh, good. What a good place to store your instruments.
I know.
Okay, just wanted
climate
to bring
control.
That up. Climate controlled attic. I don't think so. Jennifer, tell us one more time about Friday evening.
Okay. Well, Friday evening, the first installment of the director series, the film screening starts at 5:30. It is free to the public. And the film lasts about 90 minutes, roughly. And following that, we'll have a Q&A with the director. So you want to get there in time to be early. So yeah, show up about 5 p.m. Mm-hmm. That way everybody can find their seat, find the restrooms, that sort of thing. And we'll start the screening. And immediately following, we will introduce Alfie, who is bringing Gabriella to Panama City. And then he will conduct a Q&A with her.
Okay. I'm looking at the little handout I've got here. It looks like that might be a movie that deals with some rough subjects. Audience recommendations?
Well, it's our movie, so if you are under 17, you get a guardian or a parent to go with. But, you know, I'm so used in California, New York, and mostly of them are our movies anyway.
Sure.
So, but it's important that everybody knows if you are under 17, it's in our movie. But the thing is the theme is about the border. What's happening, you know, it's a journalist, Sharon Stone, going there, and so it's going to be killings and everything, but it's a heavy, I think it's a great way to learn about everything.
Okay.
But like you said, there's no political slant to what's being put
I have
there.
To repeat it 1,000 times, because let me tell you, in part of this nation and the world, I'm considered Latino. Mm-hmm. I'm American. Okay, I was born in South America. I'm saying, so this is not a... Because two people brought it up to me already. Mm-hmm. And they were not American in the sense of generations, were Latino people asking me, is this a way to put an agenda? No, this is not a political agenda. This is something, we have a director, we have a movie, the movie with Sharon Stone and Billy Zane. This is a great opportunity to bring the best.
Well, and it was released in 2013.
Oh, yeah.
It's not in response to anything political.
Well, we're all looking for
the
something.
The work of art that was produced years ago. So
the reality is, you know, it's something that we learn and how to make movies, and the director is good, but let's have fun.
Absolutely. I like it. This Friday, we said what time again? 5?
Get there at 5.
Get there at 5.
We're going to start the movie at 5:30.
Okay. You want to get there in plenty of time.
And it's free.
And it's free.
Mm-hmm. And it's a short movie, 95, 96 minutes.
That's not bad.
And then the Q&A. And if you're good, we'll give you a soft drink after that.
Oh, I was going to ask if you're serving popcorn.
Yeah.
No.
No popcorn, but there will be a reception following, because we want everybody to have the opportunity to interact with each other, because part of the industry is networking. They'll learn from her, but you all may meet people. You know, if your students are able to attend,
sure.
They connect with people locally that they didn't know before, which is an opportunity in itself.
And surprises in the reception time. We're going to give you some surprises. Can't tell you.
Excellent. Well, thank you both for coming on. Jennifer, thank you for what you do downtown with the Civic Center, the Bay Arts Alliance, and all that you are bringing to the area. It's important stuff. So
thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Come back on, please. Okay. We're going to round out this hour of music with some Blondie, one way or another, on the Mix on 90.7 WKGC.